Ways of monitoring the ozone levels above the Antarctic, we can use balloons. Balloons are quite a regular sort of thing that are used for monitoring the atmosphere, so they do release balloons and things around here periodically. This one here is from a satellite, so this is the total ozone mapping satellite for total column ozone. And in this particular slide here, we're looking at the ozone hole formation over the Arctic. Now, the Antarctic was where the big news occurred, but after they found out the problem there, they thought, well, gee, it's happening here, there's no reason why it shouldn't be happening over the Arctic as well. They had a look, and sure enough, it's not as major an event as they have over the Antarctic, but sure enough, we end up with very low colours occurring over the Arctic as well as the ozone layers depleted there. This is just another plot indicating the ozone hole over the Antarctic, again down the bottom of the scale. Now, a scale, as I said, is in Dobson units, which are the same concept as when I talked about how much ozone was there. We take the amount of ozone that's in a column, we bring it down to sea level, all of those ozone molecules, at one atmosphere pressure, and the thickness of that layer then, one Dobson is 0.01 of a millimetre. Okay, so that's the definition of a Dobson unit. Now, with the introduction of the replacement compounds, the non-chlorofluorocarbons, our HFCs and HCFCs, things have improved. So this is where the ozone hole appeared. 1972, it was spotted up, things were going bad. This is where it was picked up. They then figured out the chemistry, and then policymakers got involved. So this was what would have happened with the original Montreal Protocol. After that, they revised it. They then said they're not doing well enough. They revised it again. And this is in principle when the Antarctic hole may potentially disappear. I think it's very optimistic based on what we're seeing at the moment. But certainly, these revisions and things have caused a major turnaround. Things are not spinning out of control as they were. They're coming under control, albeit pretty slowly. So this is a plot of the CFC-11 concentration. We've got Cape Grim is located down in Tassie. That's the CSIRO baseline monitoring station. So in the world, there are a few baseline stations. The major US one is Wanalua in Hawaii and Niwot Ridge. I've been to near the Niwot Ridge one. Cape Grim, I actually sent a student down there one year. There was a European student was for some reason interested in doing a little project down there, and she put her in touch with the people. She quite enjoyed the cold weather. It was absolutely freezing while she was down there. So this is looking at the loadings of our CFC-11 versus the year on the bottom. And as you can see, this is the way it was going up. It would have continued up that way if policymakers hadn't got involved. And they got involved, it's sort of potentially sort of tailoring off.